Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 371 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for March 5th is summarize what it means to embody greatness. Does your description involve achieving things or positively impacting other people? How can you increase your greatness by adding value to the lives of more people? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking excellence. Greatness is not your role. Greatness is how you execute your role. Anne Frank, George Washington Carver, Helen Keller, these were all people who embodied greatness, yet were not born into a position of authority, prestige, or privilege. But the work that they did in their lives added value to the lives of others and positively impacted them. As one of the keystones of the 12 Fundamentals of Success leadership system and writing your own story, we seek to discover and live the unique purpose for our life. And remember that Viktor Frankl says we can live that purpose in one or more of the following three ways: through the work that we do, through a relationship or experiencing something with someone, and by the attitude we take to rise above unavoidable suffering. Seeking excellence is all about the work that we do, the deeds we perform every day. And there are two aspects to seeking excellence that we want to look at, that Jeff Goins talks about in his book, The Art of Work. The first is that the work we do in our quest to seek excellence is meant to make us, the worker, better. Our efforts to teach the subject matter or coach the sport are the training ground to improve us as a person, and specifically to grow both our performance character skills and our moral character skills. We become a better person by stretching ourselves toward our full potential. This aspect addresses the independent part of writing our own story. And in reality, this growth can occur in any type of work that we do, whether that's working at McDonald's or selling used cars. All work, unless it is evil or morally corrupt, has value because it gives us the training ground to build character. My job of walking our family dog in the morning and the evening every day has definitely helped me grow my character in the last year. And the second aspect of seeking excellence is that our work is meant to serve the world. It is meant to serve a need that exists. This may be just for a single person, or it may be for an entire population of people. Deep down, we all want to know that the work we are doing is making a difference. And this is why the professions of teaching and coaching are such valuable professions in the world. But even working at McDonald's or selling used cars can serve a purpose. You may have heard the story of the three bricklayers. A man was traveling through a town and saw three men laying bricks. The traveler asked the first man what he was doing. He said, "Laying bricks." The traveler asked the second man what he was doing, and the man replied, "Building a wall." The traveler asked the third man the same question, and he responded, "Building a cathedral." The first man viewed his work as a job. The second man viewed his work as a career, and the third man viewed his work as a calling. It was fueled by a larger purpose and served a need in the world. So the first aspect of seeking excellence is that it makes us, the worker, better, and the second aspect is that it can serve a greater need in the world. But there is another piece of this that ties these two aspects together. In his book, Toughness, former basketball player and TV analyst Jay Billis talks about his mindset toward hard work during his time playing college basketball. He thought the purpose of working hard at practice was so that things would come easier to him during the games. But he discovered that the true purpose of working hard at practice was to increase his capacity to produce valuable work during the games. And this is the connection between these two aspects of seeking excellence. When we have the mindset of making ourselves better through our work, we are increasing the capacity for value that we can give away to the rest of the world. We are increasing the level of impact we can have on others. And when we understand that the better we become through our work, then we will have a greater capacity to give away value, then we truly understand what it means to seek excellence. So how about you? Can you summarize what it means to embody greatness? Does your description involve achieving things or positively impacting other people? How can you increase your greatness by adding value to the lives of more people? As teachers and coaches, we can have the mindset that we are just teaching our content or just coaching our sport. We can have the mindset that we are helping them build character and teach them life lessons. Or we can have the mindset that we are shaping the hearts of people to write their own stories so they can discover and live their own unique purpose and give away their gifts and abilities to the rest of the world. When we have this perspective about seeking excellence as teachers and coaches, we will increase our impact in the classroom and locker room as we grow by 1% and give the young people we work with a better version of ourselves every day.